You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. Boeing's stock is up 2.8% today, despite news this morning that it earned no money last year, the first annual loss at Boeing since 1997. It says the problems with its grounded 737 MAX jet will cost it $18 billion. But other companies have stronger reports. Here's Susan Schmidt, head of U.S. equities at Aviva Investors. Good morning.
Good morning.
So more of these companies are reporting profits and losses.
So we've had General Electric, highly controversial stock in the last year, talking about cash flow for manufacturing that's going to go up in 2020. Boeing closes the books on what has been a terrible year for them and seems to be moving past it. Goldman Sachs had a really strong investor day. Investors are taking that well. That looks like it's going to be trading up as they're revealing higher targets. Apple, great news last night. I think investors are taking that really well. Lifts investor sentiment overall. McDonald's even. Sales up in the U.S. So all of these things are positive, lifting investor sentiment, and I think really bolstering the market right now.
So no one cares about the Federal Reserve coming out after its two-day meeting a little later today and probably not changing interest rates, but nobody cares?
No one cares. What a difference from where we've been in the past. Right now, everyone expects the Fed to just stay put. Nothing's going to change. So people are ignoring it entirely. No one's focused on that. We're focused on earnings. What are management saying? How are they feeling about the business outlook for their companies? And where do they think they're going to go?
Where does this concern about the coronavirus out of China fit into all this?
It's interesting because we really did have a panic reaction from the street. No one quite knows what the coronavirus is going to evolve into. No one's sure. We saw that put pressure on the market last week and the beginning of this week. Interestingly, because we have all these positive data points coming out, investors are really shifting to the tangible facts. They're looking to what managements are saying. They're grabbing on to what they know is real and using that as valuation. The panic around the coronavirus, I think, is dying down as people try to focus on what companies are actually doing.
All right, at least for now. Susan Schmidt at Aviva Investors. Thank you.
Thank you.
That is all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.